Lord, I lift your name on high. sing it this morning, Lord. The enemy hates to hear this. Come on, sing it in his ears. The enemy, he doesn't want to hear that we have a Father who loves us. He's telling you right now, God doesn't love you, he hates you. If you need his love this morning, come down. Someone will pray with you. If someone here has got depression, just keep singing. The enemy hates to hear this. The Lord loves to hear it. Just keep pushing him down. We're here to box him this morning. He's not going to win. Satan's a loser. He tries to tell you that you are. You're not. You have a Father that loves you. So lift him up higher as we sing this.
Oh, Come on, come on. Give God a hand today. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just look to your neighbor. Look to the left. Look to the right. Just tell them you love them. Tell them they're family. Just tell them right now. Just praise the Lord. God says, press in, for I am almighty. Press in, for I am all-knowing. Press in, says the Lord, for I am all-forgiven. Press in, says the Lord, because I gave my son on the cross for you for your salvation. Come on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the way, I am the light, I am the truth. Only through me can you reach the Father. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are in your house. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we just pray to you today, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you for everything, God. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being Abba. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to us, Lord, to endure the hardship, the pain, and the suffering on the cross, Lord, so that we could be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we know that you are coming back. Lord, we anxiously wait the day that you can hold us in your bosom, Lord. Lord, we just want to give you the praise and the thank. All this, Lord, all this in your name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's just hear that one more time. Can you guys sing that one more time? Come on, Abba. Let's sing it, church. Let's sing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's that time again. Time to praise the Lord. Time to bless the church. It's time for our offerings. Come on, church. Let's just pour it out today. Let's just pour out this generous offering today. So come forward. Come forward. Let's give to the Lord today.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise today, would you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a chance of snow in heaven. you know that? There's a chance of rain or snow in heaven. So you might want to, do you really want to go there? I'm not sure you want to go there. Amen. I know you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, COVID has made it so much easier for people just to stay home. It has. I'm not saying that in a condemning kind of way, but I'm just saying it in a challenging kind of way. Ask yourself the question, you know, do I have a reason to stay home? I remember my grandfather, he died in 74. I always remember that really easy because he was born in 1900. And so whatever the year was, that was his age, okay? So he died at 74 in 1974. And I was a freshman in high school. Got that call, hey, Wallace Phillips, come to this principal's office. And my grandfather had taken a fall. You guys know I grew up in a small town of Hertford. My family today lives on Phillips Street because we own all the property on that street, both sides. My grandfather gave us that property when my dad was a young man. He bought 6 acres there for $36 and gave his son a place to build a house and his other son a place to build a house. And that's where I grew up. That's where I grew up. And I remember life on Phillips Street very well. That's where I learned how to drive. My granddad put us in a push-button 52 Plymouth and gave us a chance to drive. Learn how to drive down Phillips Street, okay? Sunday afternoons, we drove when I was 12 years old, 13 years old. It was a city street, but hey, nobody was down there except us. So granddad made sure that we knew how to drive, amen. Wonderful, wonderful memories. One of the memories of my grandfather was he got struck by lightning when he was working for an oil company. He owned his own little Phillips and Sons grocery, and they were Pure Oil people. I remember Pure before it was Union 76. And my grandfather got struck by lightning. And so he limped the rest of his life, a terrible limp. And he had a lot of problems with his health. But I remember him saying, you know, on Sunday morning you go to church. And my grandmother would talk to him and she'd say, Zach was named after him. She'd say, Zach, why don't you stay home today? She would just trying to be his wife to care for him. And granddaddy would always say this. He would say, no, there's going to come a day when I won't have a choice but to stay home. But today I choose to go. And he sat on the back row, amen. Sat on the back row of the church. If you've read my book, you've read this story. Sat on the back row of the church, and I would go sit with them. And they would teach me this. This is the church. This is the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. That's where I learned that, on the back row of the church, sitting right back over here. So many things were taught to me as a child. One of those things was the value of going to church. So whether you're online today or in the building today, we value your participation. We appreciate it. I noticed the numbers are up this morning for online. We're glad to see you there. But we're here. We're in the building, okay? And it's just important. Every time you get a chance, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Come on. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Amen. Let us go to the house of the Lord. So I'm excited that you're here today. I'm excited about the Word of God today. My wife always asks me, even been married 40 years now, she usually asks me a question on Saturday. She asked me last night, so are you excited about your message? I said, absolutely. I'm excited about what God's got to say today. It's not new. It's not new at all, but it's a fresh reminder for us. I'm in the series called what? The Revision Series. It is an idea of revising our thinking, revising our thought processes about the work of the kingdom. You know, God has shown me that this year is going to be a tremendous year of change that comes through challenge. You say, man, come on. I thought we had enough challenge. How many of y'all think we've had enough challenge in the United States? But God has shown me that this year would be a tremendous year for Carpenter Shop Church, but it would come in the midst of challenge. And I'm not afraid of that at all. I'm not afraid of the challenge at all. And so I've already seen a couple of times just the little, what do you call those hints that that God has spoken the truth to me, that this year will be a year of challenge. But nothing that is worth it has ever come without a challenge. I mean, it's just always, listen, it's always a challenge. Always a challenge. And so, Lord, we welcome. We welcome changes. We welcome growth. We welcome even opposition, because, Lord, we know that when you're for us, the question is, who's against us? When you're for us, when God be for us, who can be against us? And so, Lord, we just thank you, God, that you've taken care of our enemies. Come on, give him praise today. You're taking care of our enemies, Lord. And that, Lord, even those who are within that would cause strife and difficulty and challenge, Lord, you can silence the mouths of those who criticize. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you've called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. And God, we thank you right now, God, for new endeavors to build your kingdom. We thank you for new opportunities to do mission, to go out of the borders of our own country into other lands. We thank you, God, for provision that is more than enough. We thank you for a Cameroonian team, God, that will just invade darkness in the places that you send them. Thank you for new church buildings being built. Thank you for Bart Willoughby in Romania. Thank you, God, that in this church, a facility was established for the future in Romania. And we ask you, God, just to go before us. Thank you for every television station that's airing this today, Lord, 182 nations. King TV, thank you for everybody that's watching. Thank you for Pakistan. Pastor John Rachel and his wife, Lord, doing incredible, incredible work in that part of the world. Thank you for the salvation of the lost in the Middle East, the penetration of the darkness of Islam. Thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' strong name. Now meet with us here now in the power of your presence, and we'll be careful to thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, the revision series we're on today, the word is what? Build. Build. I'm so glad you're with us today. Just follow along. And listen, if you haven't, you can pull out your app. If you don't have the app, you can just simply text CSIC app to 77977. My sermon is already there, okay? Thank you, Sydney, for doing that. Sydney's got us straight with church notes, sermon notes. And if you go to the app, the My Church app, and just click at the bottom on Explore. And when you see Explore, go to Sermon Notes. My entire sermon is right there, okay? And it'll be there every week. And so we appreciate that. Thank you, Sydney, for making that available. She's working with our media team, and appreciate the efforts to get that sermon online. It'll always be there. You fill in the blanks as we're going along here. And that'll be a great way for you to study along with us as we look at the subject, build. We're in that series devoting to speaking to you on the heart of this pastor, on the heart of this team, this church that we all call Carpenter's Shop International Church. Amen. Is a multi-ethnic. Know our vision statement, our mission statement. Carpenter's Shop International Church is a multi-ethnic, multi-generational body of believers whose vision is to do what? Love all people. We preached 1 week on love. To win them to Christ. We preached on win. Today, we preach on building them in discipleship. And then finally, on February the 6th, I will preach to you on sending. Sending them out on February the 6th. So I won't be preaching for you for a couple of weeks. Pastor Mike will be preaching next Sunday, so begin to pray for him, and God will give him a word for the people. I'll be preaching in the West Coast next week, and excited about that. Excited to get to see my little grandbaby over there named Cleo. Come on, somebody. So we're excited about that, and we pray that God would have his way both there and here. It's really quite simple. Love, win, build, send. Come on, say it with me. Love, win, build, send. That's the mission of this house. I spoke to you in the last 2 weeks, loving all people, winning them to Christ. And so today I want to speak to you about building them in discipleship. I'm sure the heart of God is somewhat grieved. I'm sure, you know, how many of you would just say this morning, Man, what happened to people? I wonder where they are. Come on, how many of y'all would say that? Does it bother you a little bit? Does anybody just be honest and say, man, I just wonder why people don't come to church? I'm sure that's grievous to your spirit a little bit, but guess what? I wonder how God feels that people, somebody say people, that people won't walk their relationship out with him in discipleship. I'm talking to people this morning who get up in the morning and who sometime during the course of the day read their Bibles. Amen? Read a devotion. Read someone else's words. You know, read something that's come to your phone. You have so many tools available today that have basically made it so easy for you to be exposed to the Word of God. And so I'm sure the heart of God is grieved, because I know from time to time mine is, because of the reality of this. We love people. We win them to Christ. But many, somebody say many, many will not let you disciple them. Amen? They won't let you disciple them. We often see people make decisions for Christ and then disappear. You know, people come and they give their heart to Christ and you know, say, man, God touched this guy today, gave his heart to Jesus, so excited, souls are getting saved at Carpenter Shop, and then you don't see them anymore. They're gone. So listen, God wants us to make disciples, not deciders. Amen? Disciples, not deciders. In the last words of Jesus on this earth, look at what he said, Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and do what? Make disciples. Jesus commissioned us, commanded us, empowered us by the Holy Spirit to do what? To make disciples. And he said, I want you to do this. I want you to baptize them. We'll be baptizing here on the 30th of the month. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you want to be baptized in water, just simply sign up in the foyer. The 30th will be a baptism day. I won't be here that day. Pastor Mike's going to baptize you, okay? Thank you, Pastor Mike. Baptizing people in water. Pastor Miranda will be baptizing four young people who said to her, I want to be baptized the next time that opportunity comes. So baptism on the 30th. You can sign up for that. You can also sign up for the seniors' Valentine luncheon on the 13th of February while you're out there, if you're a senior. Amen? And so, moving from decisions to discipleship, he says, I want you to move from salvation, here we go, to maturity. Maturity, from a decision to a disciple. You know, God really wants you and I, every one of us, to be mature believers. Now, how many of y'all been serving the Lord a long time? Come on. How many of you know somebody who's been serving the Lord, maybe along with you, but you haven't seen them press in and submit themselves in discipleship or study the Bible, and maybe they can be a little bit picky in the things of the kingdom. Easily offended. You know anybody like that? Easily offended. Full of opinions. Come on, anybody else? Just tell you how they feel, you know, about something. You think, man, I wish they'd just chill out here, you know, grow up, okay? But you see, something happens along the way. When we don't get the full gamut of what God wants for us, there's a possibility that we could grow up in years, but not, oh, come on, but not grow up in maturity. Come on now. We could grow up in years. We could be gray-headed and, bless God, been in the church all of our lives and be a, I don't even want to say this, spiritual baby. Thank you. You're reading my notes. No, it's not in the notes. You could grow up in your life and be a Christian a long time, but yet be a spiritual baby. God's called you and I to be disciples. Disciples. According to the original language, a disciple is what? A disciple is one who will sit at his feet and take the posture or the position of a student. He's the teacher, I'm the student. That's true for me. Listen, I've been to college. I graduated from NC State. I finished NC State. I went on to enroll into Bible college at Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. I finished Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. I enrolled in a mega Bible institute and seminary, got a master's degree in theology, didn't stop there, went on until I was an earner of a doctorate degree in theology. It doesn't change a lot. Somebody said, well, I guess things will change for you now. I said, how so? How so? How's it supposed to change for me? It's just a matter of me trying to do everything possible to make sure that I've attained what I desire to attain and learned in the process. People throw theological questions at me all the time. Sometimes I say, well, you know, I just don't know the answer to that. Okay? I thought you had a master's. I do. That means I passed the course, okay? Doesn't mean I'm a master in theology, okay? They conferred this degree on me. Dr. White from Chowan University in Murfreesboro conferred the degree upon me of a doctor of ministry and theology. And I'm appreciative of that, but it doesn't mean that I know it all, okay? Because I'm still, come on now, let's go right back to where we were. I'm still a student. Come on, okay? I'm a student of the Word of God. That means that I have positioned myself. Somebody say positioned. I've positioned myself to be a constant learner and a constant pupil. Okay? And you will be. If you follow your heart, you will constantly be a student of the Bible. You can't get to the place where you know this thing like the back of your hand. You know why? Because His Word is quick and living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You will never get ahead of God. Because if you do, you're going to be in trouble, okay? Read the book, okay? If you try to position yourself above God, anybody know the history of the devil? Come on. You try to position yourself above Him, knowing good and evil, man, He's going to thump you right off your seat. He thumped the devil right off of his place, you know. He was assigned a tremendous opportunity as a leader in the worship realm. And he got thumped out of heaven, and a third of the angels thumped out with him. That's why we have demons on the earth today. Okay? Do the math. Even if you just do the math, we still win. Two-thirds are for God, two-thirds are with God, two-thirds are moving with God. And we can, listen, if one can put 1,000 to flight, come on, two can put 10,000 to flight. So listen, we need to mature in the things of God. Take that place, that posture, that position of sitting at His feet and learning. A disciple submits himself to the instruction of the Word of God. I want to learn, Lord. I'm here to be a student. You know, I'm a teacher, but I'm also a student. I teach classes for a Bible college on a Saturday, once a month. I teach, but I'm still a student, okay? I'm still a student. I'm still learning. God, open Your Word to me like You never have before, because here I am, Lord. Speak to me. Teach me some things. And Paul dealt with this issue of discipleship in the New Testament as well. He instructed the church at Ephesus in the matter of what? Maturing believers. Maturing believers. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16 this morning. Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. Verse number 11, we're going to go through these verse by verse. He says, it was He who gave some to be apostles. It was He who gave some to be prophets. It was He who gave some to be evangelist. It was He who gave some to be pastors and teachers. It was God who gave these gifts. Now, there's tremendous argument in this one verse alone. There's tremendous argument such that some people will say, well, that was in the first century. That was back then. That was in the old days. But they don't believe today in the fivefold aspect of God's ministry. You know, there are people out there today that are apostles in the faith. Amen. Listen, I know, because we've messed this thing up. There's a lot of people out there today that claim to be apostles. Okay? I know a pastor, I won't call any names, I'm not like Paul. Paul would just tell you what their name was. Come on. Okay. Come on, you read the Bible, haven't you? But listen, there are people out there today that demand that you call them Apostle so-and-so. Okay? And I've looked at their lives.